Hey there, nerd folk. It's Vikram back with another episode of The Plant Prof. I'm still having some weird audio stuff on my setup, and I don't... It sounds like bad shielding. I think I've got a cable in here somewhere that is not shielded properly or that got crimped, so I'm having some weird audio issues. So I apologize again if this sounds not the best. We'll get there. I'll get it fixed. I'll figure it out. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about stuff. How about that? Let's talk about stuff. Do you like garlic? I feel like that's a silly question. There are people out there, I don't know if you know this, but there are people out there that do not seem to like garlic. And I don't know what's wrong with those people. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, pretty much if a recipe calls for, like, 2 cloves of garlic, I'm like, all right, let's go with, like, 10 or 15 or 1,000. I don't know. Like, I think we should at least double or triple the amount of garlic that any recipe really calls for. And, you know, my brother introduced me to this thing where when he cooked steak, and I had a big giant steak last night, and I'm still like miserable. I ate the whole thing. It's like 14 ounces of 1-inch thick ribeye, maybe inch and a half ribeye. Man, anyway, good steak. But he roasts garlic with it, and he puts garlic on it before he reverse sears it and puts it in the oven, all this stuff. We're not talking about steak, we're talking about garlic. Except that garlic is very, very good. It's got some health benefits, supposedly. You know, some of this has not maybe been like super validated by science, but there are a lot of claims to the health benefits of garlic, and I think that's pretty cool. But how do you grow garlic? What if you want your own garlic? Is there just one kind of garlic? Where do you buy garlic? I don't remember what order I just asked those questions in, but I'm going to try to address all those questions. So for one thing, you can really buy garlic pretty much wherever you want, like all kinds of places. You can buy garlic all kinds of places. You can buy it online at a number of seed stores or horticultural catalogs. I'm looking at Burpee Seed right now, and I'm not necessarily endorsing Burpee Seed specifically, but I'm not endorsing Burpee Seed's fine. There's Johnny Seeds, there's Harris, there's tons of them out there. And I'm looking at 40 varieties of garlic. And you may be used to just the normal white garlic you buy at the grocery store, which in my opinion is perfectly 100% okay. I'm on board with that. But there's tons of them. There's red garlics and pink garlics and yellow garlics and purple garlics. And they all have these complex flavor profiles, and they're all a little different. And I think we should be experimenting with the types of garlic we grow. Some of them are kind of expensive, right? So for some of these, you're going to pay $20 per bulb, which the bulb is the whole head that all the cloves are attached to on your garlic. Now you may get 10, 15 cloves or more in some cases per head, but that's still fairly expensive. Or you can go to the grocery store and just buy whatever they have and divide that up and use that as garlic in your garden. Essentially, you just pull all the cloves apart and stick them in the ground about now. It's maybe a little late. Like 1st of November is usually pretty good, in my opinion, for getting garlic in West Texas, where I am at least. It's going to vary a little bit depending on where you live, right? So, yes, right. So I think that you should just go for it. Go see what you can buy. See what you've got. Plant it in the fall or in the very early spring, and you can really get 2 flushes or more if you have the right conditions of garlic. It takes, you know, a couple of months to really grow and develop, 2 to 3 months to grow and develop into something ready to harvest. It puts up these cool kind of tubular leaves that look a little bit like chives because, hey, garlic chives are a thing. They put on these cool puffball-looking flowers. It's really a pretty plant. Now, you want to wait till the leaves start to dry and decline. They'll turn yellow and then turn brown. And that's really when you want to harvest your garlic. You pull it up, you lay it all out to dry, clean them off a little bit. Don't take the paper off. Keep the clove, all the cloves intact. So keep the bulb or the head of garlic intact. Store it somewhere cool and dry out of sunlight and check it periodically to make sure it's not sprouting. So garlic needs a little bit of chilling to sprout. So if you stick it in the fridge, it'll actually sprout faster. Don't put it in the fridge. Keep it in a dry, cool location. A lot of people will put them in like a sock or like pantyhose or something that are breathable, and you can kind of store them all together and hang them up. You want to keep them dry, you want to keep them out of light, and you want to keep them relatively cool so they don't sprout. If they do start to sprout, just like pull them apart and go plant them. You can use them at that point, but the flavors aren't as good. The plant has started to divert resources to different things. We've talked about that quite a bit. And it's just not necessarily what you want to do with it. That's really about it. You space your garlic a couple of inches apart. A couple of feet apart. You want to give them plenty of room. I say 10 to 12 inches is probably plenty between your rows, and you know, 6 to 10 inches in your row. Or you can just throw them out, use them as landscape plants. Again, they are pretty. And then you harvest them, and hey, guess what? You've got garlic. So I tell you what, there is nothing better than fresh garlic. There's just not. The store-bought stuff is perfectly fine, but like happens quite often, things are harvested, stored, warehoused for long periods of time, and you really don't know like how long it's been drying. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. Go buy vegetables at the grocery store. Just eat vegetables and fruits and other produce that's good for you. But fresh garlic and fresh veggies in general are incredible. Herbs, veggies, fruits. If you can grow it and you can let it ripen or mature and develop as long as possible before you harvest it, you're better off, right? Plants are really good at turning sunlight and water and oxygen and carbon dioxide and soil nutrients into nutrition that will help run your magical skeleton. All right, have a good one. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'll have an episode about, I don't know, sweet potatoes or something. All right, you guys keep being cool. Talk to you later.